How to Listen to a Recovering Person with Patience and Discernment. In addiction recovery chaplaincy, listening is not a small skill. It is often the doorway to trust. Many people in recovery have been corrected, warned, shamed, analyzed, or dismissed before they were truly heard. Some have told their story too many times. Others have hidden their story for years. A chaplain learns to listen with patience and discernment. Patience means we do not rush the person to a neat conclusion. Addiction stories are often tangled. There may be regret, shame, relapse, anger, family damage, broken promises, spiritual confusion, and fear of being judged. A recovering person may not tell the story in order. They may repeat themselves. They may test whether you are safe. They may say one thing with their words and reveal something deeper through their tone, posture, silence, or tears. Discernment means we listen beneath the surface without pretending to know everything. The chaplain is asking quietly, what is this person carrying? Are they asking for prayer, confession, practical help, accountability, or simply a steady presence? Is there a safety concern? Is there relapse danger? Is this a moment for encouragement or a moment for referral? Good listening does not mean believing everything without wisdom. It also does not mean suspicion. It means staying humble, attentive, and grounded. A recovering person is an embodied soul, not a problem to solve. Their body, emotions, memories, relationships, habits, spiritual hunger, and moral responsibility are all involved. What helps? Use calm eye contact when appropriate. Give the person space to speak. Say simple things like, thank you for trusting me with that, or that sounds heavy, or would it help if I just listened for a few minutes before responding? Ask permission before offering prayer or scripture. Stay aware of the setting. A hallway conversation, recovery group, church lobby, or recovery home may each require different boundaries. What harms? Interrupting too quickly. Correcting every detail. Turning pain into a sermon. Telling your own story too soon. Asking invasive questions. Promising secrecy when safety may be at risk. Acting like you are the sponsor, counselor, therapist, or treatment expert. The addiction recovery chaplain listens as a servant of Christ. Listening is not passive. It is holy attention. It protects dignity. It slows shame. It helps the person become honest without being crushed. A wise chaplain listens long enough to understand, carefully enough to discern, and humbly enough to know when someone else must be involved.